As we enter, come make we take you on the biggest adventure.
Must be dementia that you ever thought you could touch our credentials. What's the initials?
QB Jamrock, the lyrical official. Send out the order, laws and the rituals.
Burn candles, say prayers, paint murals. It is truth, we big news, we hood heroes.
For us to anchor, we come to bunker. Man a bad man, we not play Willy Wonka.
And I got the guns,
I got the ganja.
And we can blaze it up on your block if you wanna. Or haze it up, stash spots in a Hummer. Or you can run up and get done up.
Or get something that you want none of. Unlimited amount to collect from us. Direct from us, shoot intellectuals.
And I'm shrewd about decimals. And my man to speak patois. And I can speak rap star, y'all feel me. Even if it's in Swahili, a body Ghani.
Missouri sana, switch up the language, I move to Ghana.
Salute and honor, real revolution rhymers.
Rhythm piranhas,
like two Obamas.
Unfold the drum.
Word is out, hysteria you heard about. Nas and Junior Khan can't turn it out. Body the verses till I scream murder out. The king's is back, time to return the crown.
Welcome to episode 37 of Shut Up Cincinnati. This is Jay Balls and Mr. All Lives Matter, Christopher Tease.
What a dick.
What's happening? Late night show.
It is a very late night show. What is it, like 2:30 in the morning?
Yes, it's right around there. 2:30, I think, exactly is what it is.
Probably not going to be a lot of people watching live, but this one we snuck it in. Guys, we'll try to get a steady time, but this week, you know, shit's going on.
Getting used to work.
Yeah, getting used to work, hospitalization shit, all that stuff.
Yeah, my wife had surgery this week. She had her uterus yanked out, the old hysterectomy, so life sucked for me this week.
Fuck yeah,
it sucked worse for her, obviously. Yeah. But
It'll suck for her for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but it's been rough. Who knew? I don't know anything about that shit. We were talking about it before the podcast, and he's like, yeah, your organ got taken out. I'm like, yeah. You're right.
The shit hurts.
I mean, I don't know. It seems awful.
Compared, I guess, to, you know, we're going to pull your nuts out. Yeah. Not a vasectomy. We're not going to just cut the little cord and burn it. We're just going to actually take the whole balls out.
Just the nut.
Just the nut. What's up, everybody?
I don't think that surgery is as bad, though. Like people that get their nuts taken off for testicular cancer and stuff.
I would just think, cut the bag, snip the little thing, take the ball out.
Would you, and they do sell these, would you be a customer of such? Of the fake ball.
If I lost one, yeah.
You would?
My buddy had one put in.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Little rubber ball.
Mm-hmm.
We still called him Uniball. I told you a story, guys. Not stepped on playing football.
Yeah, no, I know all that.
They put the rubber one in there, and so it would look normal. And he said that the rubber one they put in was real fucking heavy, though.
Yeah, I could see two different things with this. One, yeah, with the other one being a lot heavier than your other ball, it's going to look funny anyways. You got old droop balls, which most people do got one or the other goes a little bit lower, but substantially lower would look hilarious.
Yeah.
Another thing, I would just think, and obviously it probably isn't a thing unless no one would ever do it, but I would think just normal moving and shaking and doing life with your balls moving around and one in there being be able to move, it would just hit the other ball and fucking hurt constantly.
Well,
you know what I mean? Because if you like bump up against something, like even a little bit, if your nuts just get like a little smack back, it's still like, ooh.
I don't
think
they just set it in there. I think they.
It's tied in and.
Tied into something or put it into a bag that's sewn to the side of your bag. I don't really know.
I don't either.
Because, yeah, it could move around. It could go places. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I lost a ball, I sure would. Imagine how funny a one nut scrotum would look. Girls are going to run from that.
I guess maybe I don't know. I don't know what it would look like really. I don't know if it would hang differently or it would just the one nut would sort of circle into the middle.
Pull one up. There's got to be a picture on there. A scrotum with one nut in it.
One nut ball sack, I guess. Is that what I Googled?
Sorry. I would 150% get another ball put in there. I'd get two balls put in there. I mean, there's no fucking way. You're going to look funny.
I spelled sack wrong.
One testicle. Look at the one on the left there.
This guy's the last thing he's worried about is his balls. Because look at that dick.
Yeah,
I mean that is literally just a head on some.
Look at the
balls.
Guy with elephantitis in the nuts right there. As long as we're there.
Or this guy over here.
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that guy. I think he was on Stern.
I think that's well, I don't know. Did they show a picture?
I mean, this is a before after shot here of some pretty normal looking girth nuts. I don't think many people would notice. You know what I mean?
I want that backpack.
Yeah, I do want that backpack.
there's two balls in that after. They put one of the rubber ones in there.
But okay, then now it has double.
The before is the one with one nut.
Yeah. But that doesn't look, I mean, it looks just it looks flat. Like,
first of all, the fucker needs to trim off some of
that
fucking hair.
Yeah, that is the nastiest looking ball sack, and I can't believe I had to just stare at that for a little bit, but.
Yeah.
There's not any real good pictures, and I'm sick of looking at them already.
I would definitely 100% get a nut put in.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would. I don't know. Maybe if I was back on the dating life or something, I would get a nut put in. But.
Yeah. You need everything you got, man. Yeah. And, you know, hey, what the fuck? Pull the pants down, there's one fucking nut in there.
I have every intention of staying married the rest of my life, so I technically don't need my balls anymore.
I had every intention twice to stay married for the rest of my life.
I can't have that pessimistic attitude when it comes to marriage. So, you know what I mean? But for real, you know, technically, I don't need my balls anymore. They're now just a nuisance.
No, they're not. They're still what makes you horny. Your hormones are produced in your balls.
You know how much life would be better if I never got horny?
Oh, fuck, life would be great.
Yeah, I mean, I'd not have that control any of your thoughts and mind and everything.
Yeah, like, it would, but it wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I like whacking off. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I enjoy it. It's something to do. It's a time passer, you know?
Well, yeah, but somebody who's single like me, you could never be in a relationship ever again if you're never going to get horny.
No, I get it as a single person. I get it as a married person. You know,
they're going to put the fucking
sex is fun, but I mean,
power dildo on, and
it would definitely. I don't know. I had a friend that I always thought was asexual, and I was jealous to a certain extent because I would watch myself just like do the stupidest shit in the name of girls and everything else, or just fall in love and shit like that, you know, and then get your heart broken and everything else that goes on with growing up,
right?
You know, you go through some miserable fucking times, and he never had any of that. And he never seemed to care either. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, it wasn't like he couldn't get a girl. He didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? He just never gave a fuck. And I was always just kind of jealous. Like,
well, that's
as
pretty
I let
fucking
it just
cool.
control my fucking life, he's just over there getting to concentrate on his career and stuff.
Yeah, but eventually that something's going to change. He's going to want a girl eventually.
Oh, he has a girlfriend now.
Does he?
Yes, he has a girlfriend now.
It would be nice not to give a fuck, wouldn't it?
But yeah, that's what I always thought. I was like, how fucking nice, because I didn't.
Fuck yeah.
You know, some people like, is he gay? I'm like, no, he's not gay. He just, I don't know. I can't explain it. He just does not give a fuck about that part of life.
How cool would it be, though, if you could take a pill that would, all right, take this pill. You won't get horny at all for a week. Just to have that on standby.
Yeah,
I got a lot of shit to concentrate on this semester. Yeah. So I'm just going to take one every week and I'm not going to get fucking horny.
That, you know what? There's probably a market for that. Especially.
There's probably a pill for that.
Especially, like you said, in a deep career mode or late college mode where you really have to bunker down and think.
Well, that's why I'm so fucking. That's, you know, we've talked about your things about the system that fucking bother you. And one of the things that bothered me is. Like, when I was a kid, when you went to fucking jail in prison, mm-hmm. you were treated like a fucking prisoner. You got fucking strapped on the fucking chains. You went out and did work during the fucking day.
Are you saying bring back the chain gang?
No. Okay. They got that in Arizona. It's still there.
They still got them here to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's still there. Well, yeah, but now they're in little vans and they're, you know. But they used to actively put saltpeter in the food.
What?
Saltpeter. You know what that is?
No.
It's a powder.
Yeah.
And they would put it in the inmates' food. It makes it impossible to get an erection. They did this to stop the rapes and things like that.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, but once it got out of your system in 24 hours,
you were fine. But
yeah, but they used to. It's called saltpeter.
Yeah.
And literally, you didn't get a hard-on. So people weren't getting raped in fucking prison. You weren't getting raped.
Yeah, but what do you care? I thought you wanted it tough in prison.
Well, I don't want the guy who fucking cheated on his taxes taken in the ass by 10 guys every fucking week.
You'd rather have him drugged and not know it?
Well, no, because he ain't getting it.
Wait, but you
these guys aren't have hard-ons.
You want him on the chain gang drugged.
That's not what I meant. What I meant was, you know, now we've talked to people in prison. We know people that have went to prison. You don't come in rehabilitated. You come out meaner than you were. Because you're in there fucking doing nothing but pumping fucking weights and getting protecting yourself, and you come out mean.
We had a commenter say that diet pills will do that to you. I disagree with that one. Diet pills to me would just help me last longer for whatever reason. Like any kind of speed, I guess. Just you can't really come.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm not horny. It's just I'm
Well, maybe he
I'm
took
giving
it.
You the best fucking 7 minutes of your life instead of three, all right?
But the saltpeter was a really cool fucking thing. Hey, you want to eat or you don't want to eat? You're just not going to fucking rape anybody. Now I heard, well, actually now I heard there's so many fucking gay dudes in jail that give it up that there's really not a whole lot of fucking rape anymore anyway.
Yeah, I think prison rape's not as prevalent as some people like to think it happens in prison. No. And maybe it never was. I don't fucking know. It's just the way it's always been portrayed in movies and books and everything. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's every fucking normal guy's fear about going to jail.
Is getting raped,
Just getting in the ass.
Yeah, every friend I've talked to that's spent substantial time in prison, that hasn't been an issue.
But
they like you said, there are people that just basically fall into those roles sometimes because they want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not always. There's
giving
probably,
it up.
I'm sure gay people probably aren't treated the best in prison, whether they want it or not.
No.
But either way.
Turn into hookers and stuff. They're trafficked and shit in there.
Yeah. I don't know. Everything I know about prisons basically from Oz, in my opinion, don't count.
There's a lot of ass rape in Oz.
Oz is great.
I loved
One
Oz.
One of the greatest fucking shows ever. I think that started it all. You know, people give a lot of credit to The Sopranos and shit like that. I feel like Oz was the first.
Oz was long before The Sopranos.
Yeah, it was a few years. It wasn't like super long. They were on at the same time for a long period of time. Sunday nights on HBO was the fucking best then. You had The Sopranos and Oz. You know what I mean? And later you had The Wire and The Sopranos. So either way, you were fucking hooked up.
Oh, yeah. But I loved it.
Anyhow, yeah, Oz was fucking brutal.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Super brutal. I love it. There's nothing like that these days.
Well, there's some. I heard that Narcos is pretty fucking intense.
Yeah, it's a different kind of brutal.
Is it?
There's some stuff in it, but it's not like that. I mean, prison, where it's just every fucking episode, someone either got shanked, raped, or killed.
Oh, yeah, every you know single what I mean? One.
Like,
yeah.
Every single one of them.
That's why there was some fucking great prison movies where shit like that. American Me.
Yeah.
The Mexican prison movie. That was fucking, that was brutal. The fucking mafia leader's kid went in, and he thought he could just join in with all the fucking Chicano gangs in there, mm-hmm. and they would like him because he was a mafia guy. And they fucking stuck a dirk in his ass about that long.
Oh,
it was
God.
All fucking jagged. It looked like a Christmas tree, a sharp Christmas tree right up his cornhole. That would hurt.
Yeah, like they did. What dictator did they do that to?
Oh, they stuck something
up. It was Gaddafi.
Oh, yeah.
Gaddafi,
Muammar
remember
Gaddafi.
That?
Yeah, they dragged him
dude,
behind
they,
horses
they had him,
and shit.
Well, they had him like, they were crowd surfing him basically. Mm-hmm. You know, like he was at a fucking Metallica concert and he's getting crowd surfed across this crowd who are just, they're not holding him up. They're all literally punching him.
So oh, yeah, the like, whole fucking
he's
way.
He's getting, like, punched down the line.
Yeah.
Or, you know, randomly stabbed every so often.
They did shove something up his
and
ass.
And then some guy comes up and sticks a fucking knife in his butthole multiple times. He went out, like, the worst.
Well, yeah, him and fucking
Saddam.
But
he
Saddam.
Was a cunt of a person, so
oh,
I don't
was.
Feel bad about it either. Some people are like, ugh.
Fuck no.
Even people like that shouldn't die that way. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
The amount of death.
He killed 10 million of his own fucking people or whatever number that was. Fuck him.
He should have got more fucking swords in his
like
ass.
Like Saddam when he got fucking hung.
I felt like that was too nice almost.
Well, he didn't want it. He wanted to be fucking, he said, that's, the, you know, hanging is what we do to fucking.
Oh, no. A knife in ass.
Well, no, he said. You know, they hang thieves and fucking rapists and shit. Mm. He goes, I don't want one of those deaths. You know, give me another kind. I was like, Meyer, fuck it. If he wants another kind, go out, take a fucking steak knife and chop his head off like he did to 100 fucking other people.
Yeah, go get a fucking VHS tape.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves.
I agree. Go fuck yourselves. So American politics this week, I ain't really going to talk about Trump or Biden, but libertarians, I guess, announced their candidates. And
any good ones?
I have always been a fan of the Libertarian Party to a certain extent. Socially, I agree with them almost 100%. Economically, I think their ideas are kind of a pipe dream. But I think every economic system that there is a pipe dream. And you can't actually perfect
part.
It because humans are fucking pieces of shit. You know, there's always just too many pieces of shit to ever get some kind of economic policy that's going to work 100%. Either way, so the candidate was a woman. They got a woman this year. I think her name was Jo Jorgensen or some shit like that.
What state was she from?
Probably should have wrote that down. I believe she's from South Carolina. Or no, he's... Who I'm really wanting to talk about is their vice presidential candidate. His name is Spike Cohen, all right?
Spike Cohen.
Spike Cohen. Spike Cohen is a good one. He originally campaigned for another guy. I don't know how that really works with the Libertarian Party. Apparently, you campaign as a presidential candidate and you campaign as a VP candidate. But, but you're with each other, but in the end, they don't have to pick. I don't fucking get it. He was campaigning as the VP for another guy who was this crazy fucking dude that wears this big boot on his head that's been going around forever. And this guy's kind of taken up his thing. And this is what he promises. This is his platform. This is what he's telling you he's going to give you.
All right.
Free ponies. He's going to have mandatory toothbrushing. He's going to give everybody zombie power. He's going to go back in time. He's going to make time travel a thing so he can go back in time and kill baby Hitler and also kill baby Woodrow Wilson. He just threw that one in because Woodrow Wilson's a hot topic these days for writing all the racist shit back in the day. So he's going to also kill baby Woodrow Wilson, and he's going to promote anarchy from the start. He promised that if he didn't achieve that within 100 days that he would resign and be replaced with baby Yoda. This guy's running for vice president. He's going to be on your ballot. You know what I mean?
He's insane. He's fucking crazy.
I don't think he's crazy. I think, I mean, obviously those ideas are always crazy, but I mean,
I'm going to go back in time and kill baby Hitler.
But if you read if you actually read interviews with him, he says that he is making it a joke because no one takes third parties seriously. He's like, they're going to treat us like a joke, so we're going to be the joke, and we're going to get you to the table by doing the joke, and then you're going to read our ideas. That's the hope. You know what I mean?
But they're not going to read your ideas.
Well, I don't know if they will or not.
people don't read the ideas anymore. They see whatever they see on TV.
I don't know, man. I read about this guy, and I'm like, what the fuck? He's promising ponies. He's also promising free cheesy bread and a Waffle House on every corner. And he's doing all of his rallies at Waffle Houses.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's fucking genius, dude. I don't care what anybody says. This How old is this guy? He's 2 years younger than me. He was born in 82, so it's like 37, 38. And he's with this guy that's been...
So everybody gets a pony?
Everyone gets a pony, man. It sounds fucking great.
Where I live in an apartment. Where the fuck am I going to put my pony? Why does that guy got a fucking rain boot on his fucking head?
This is the guy that he follows. This was his presidential candidate. He was running for VP for this guy. This guy's name is Vermin Supreme, and he's apparently campaigned for a bunch of presidential things over the years.
Oh, my God, dude.
But, yeah, he wears a real big boot on his head. He's campaigns on the platform of zombie apocalypse awareness and time travel researched and promised a free pony for every American. That's where that guy gets
his name is Vermin.
It's Vermin Supreme. Vermin loves Supreme. Performance officer, politician, and activist.
So these guys will be on the fucking ballot.
Vermin Supreme will not be on the ballot.
But Spike Cohen will.
But Spike Cohen will be the vice presidential candidate for Jo Jorgensen, who is a lady who's been around the Libertarian Party for a long time.
But she selected him. Well,
she picked him. And she says that, you know, when you actually talk to him, you realize that as far as libertarians are concerned, he really knows his shit and he's passionate about it.
Well, what happens, though, let's say hypothetically something fucking Biden and Trump get into it and everybody's like, fuck both of you. Mm-hmm. I'm voting Libertarian.
Yeah.
I want my fucking pony.
Oh, and a Waffle House on every corner.
Every fucking one.
Every and corner not only that, smothered and covered, bitch.
I will fucking go on the internet and I will find every single fucking distant relative of Adolf Hitler. And you know, there's many living here probably.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're not dead within a couple of months because they never existed, then I'm fucking impeaching.
I'm impeaching. I'm getting out of there.
You're out.
See you later, man.
I don't have a fucking pony yet.
We're going to get Vermin Supreme. Instead with his fucking boot on his head. I was happy to know that those people exist. I always get a kick out of just fucking weirdos.
I like weirdos too, but not for president.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you're a libertarian, the other guy, Vermin Supreme's out there. Right? I don't think that guy ever has any real shit. He's always just runs on that crazy shit.
Yeah.
Where this guy is just kind of taking his ideals and making a joke of it, kind of. But, you know, he backs real libertarian policies. So if you're
what does this guy do for a living? Like, what's his job?
He has some kind of bad disease, and he got when he was multiple sclerosis. He has when he got that when he was 31. He had a tech business that he built up from the ground and sold it all.
So we're voting for a fucking crazy Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, that's not multiple sclerosis, is it?
No, but it's still he's handicapped. He's in a wheelchair probably if he's got MS, yeah. Right?
Well, he's giving you a free pony, all right. And
no,
he's going back in
Stephen
history.
Stephen Hawking had Lou Gehrig's ALS.
He had ALS. Yeah, we're going back in history and we're killing Woodrow Wilson. I mean, this is great. So I support him.
I mean,
his fucking name's Spike.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, how cool would it be the president fucking Spike?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, we got to. All right. So basically, vote Libertarian and then find a way to kill off old JoJo.
Yeah, I mean, for any of our Jewish friends, the fucking the shit never happened.
And you can't tell me, though. You can't look me in the eye right now and tell me he wouldn't be a better presidential candidate than Donald Trump, though. You know what I mean? That's the thing, is we're laughing at this guy. He's a fucking goofball. But if you gave me a choice 100 out of 100 times, I'm taking the pony dude.
I'm taking the pony dude over Biden, too, dude. And you no, say,
me too.
Lately,
me too.
Lately, he's got some good speeches written for him.
Well, he's okay. I was impressed he's been on the talk recently.
Yeah, but it's only a matter of time before that little thing in his brain jogs and he's fucking, you
whatever,
know,
man. If he gets
the guy's fucking crazy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he is, but he's more likely to just get some normal fucking people behind him, at least. That's not going to be just yes men.
You ever seen from the Conan O'Brien show, Triumph the Comedy Insult Dog?
Yeah, he's great.
Fucking love him. He did a Hollywood Squares today. I saw it on YouTube. It's probably done a while back, and there's a bunch of fucking nobodies. Joey Fatone and fucking...
Yeah, the Hollywood Squares people.
Yeah, it was Joey Fatone, Jason Alexander, Essman, Susie Essman, and then they had... what's his name? The fucking former... what the fuck is his name? The Italian dude. He worked for Trump as the communications guy in the White House.
Not Giuliani.
No.
I don't know any of their fucking names.
Yeah, but he actually got in the middle of the show. He said, fuck it, I got to go. And he fucking left. But
Hollywood Squares? He just left?
Well, it wasn't a real Hollywood Squares. It was a fake one. Everybody was sitting at their house and they were fucking with him. But one of the questions that Triumph asked, fucking Triumph is fucking badass. Something about, according to the latest U.S. poll, Joe Biden can tell you 35% of this. When he's thinking about it real hard, he's coming with an answer. He said, what the question? And he said, no, he can tell you 35% of what he had for breakfast this morning. He said, the guy's losing his fucking mind. He can't remember anything.
Yeah, whatever. And what's he need to remember? All he needs to remember is to not do something stupid.
You know what scares me the most about Trump getting elected again, honestly, that something happens and he dies and this country sees real crazy when Mike Pence steps in there.
I disagree, man. And
Mike Pence is a fucking nut job.
Yeah, he is. That's fine. They're all nut jobs.
But not like him.
Now, the difference between nut job and Trump is the narcissism and the fact that he thinks he's always right and the fact that he doesn't listen to anybody. And everything else, like every other, Mike Pence would basically be a little bit like a steroided version of George Bush Jr. You know, he's just a guy in there that has his dumb religious beliefs, and he, you know, and it's like they're not a good president, but not Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Not a fucking embarrassment on that level. It still suck.
Mike Pence is crazy.
He did do a good job of picking a fucking lunatic, so you don't want him either. But I don't think it would be as bad as Trump. I don't want it by any fucking means, though. I don't
want any of them. I want the none of the above thing, because I know for a fact that fucking Biden is going to take Kamala Harris. We all know that. That's his front runner.
I'm surprised he hasn't claimed it already, though, if he was going to.
And then the hypocrisy is going to come oozing out when people say, well, what about her? She got a million bad cops off from doing bad shit. And there'll be an excuse for that. And that's what's going to piss me off.
Oh, there'll be an excuse.
The movement's going in the right direction. But if it suits us...
Well,
fuck you. She's okay. She was only doing her job. Fuck you, hypocrites.
You're also talking about a small portion of that movement, and they're going to quote them like they're the idea of the whole movement.
But that's when who's getting the airtime, is that small portion.
Oh, for sure. That's the way it always works. That's how they make all this shit look stupid in the end. That's why Occupy Wall Street and all that shit fails, is because the media latches onto the shittiest portion of the group. Exposes that to everyone. Now, whether it's the Republican side of Fox News doing it or if it's the Democrat side, CNN doing
it. Don Lemon doing it.
They both do it. And what they do is they expose the worst parts of those groups. So 50% of your country thinks this one particular way. You know, 50-50 is kind of where it's at. You know, 50% of the country thinks this. No matter what that other 50% thinks, whether it's the truth or not, these guys aren't fucking changing their mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it doesn't fucking matter. So they do that with everyone, right? Like I said, both sides do it. And once they put that opinion out there and they pound it into these fucking mouth breathers' heads that just watch network news all the time, and that's the majority of the country, or those kind of people, then no matter what the truth is, you'll never get to it.
Yeah, but I mean, someone like Don Lemon. Don Lemon is the crazy CNN version of Fox News.
Yeah, I don't watch any of them. I'm not familiar with Don Lemon. The only reason I'm familiar with the Republican ones is because they've been pretty consistent and been there for years. You know, fucking... What's Numbnuts' name? Hannity. He's been around for fucking ever. So those people have been around for a long time. The Democratic ones always seem to change out. So I can't keep up, nor do I give a fuck. So
The Democrat one do change out a lot. I mean, they're not like the Limbaughs and the Hannitys have been around.
I mean,
forever.
you got your Matt Al, who's been around for fucking ever at this point.
Right.
But outside of her, Anderson Cooper, I guess. But he was always more of a news reporter until recently. He's became a lot more.
Well, they brought on that one guy, one of the best news readers of all time. An old
Dan Rather?
Black man. No, he's a black man that worked for CNN. Bernard Shaw.
Okay.
He was real good. They brought him in the other day for a cameo story. But at least when Bernard Shaw was on CNN, he read both sides. You know what I'm saying? Now it doesn't go that way at all. It's fuck everybody on the right. Yeah. Even if you just got a toe over that right side, fuck you and fuck everybody else. And that's just what I hate. I hate the fucking news. Yeah. I hate watching it.
Me too. But we all try to take moral high ground, and I do it too. But then there's times where I walk into the carryout place, the Panera, and it's just a quick carryout, and I read someone else's order, and if the order is better than my order, I take their order. Whoopsie daisy. Upgrade. Accident. Sorry, didn't read that right.
Do you do that?
I've done it.
Have you really?
I've done it.
Because they
sure.
just set them all right there,
they just
right?
set them there, no one ever checks. Like, that would have never worked when I was a teenager. Ever. There's no way. Every single day I'm eating Chipotle or I'm eating Panera or I'm eating McAllister's. They all do this where they just set them on the side and you come in and grab them. No one ever asks you any questions. You don't have to show any ID.
That's when you know the system's flawed. When I was in high school playing varsity football.
This is why libertarianism isn't going to work. There's me's out there. God
yes. When I played varsity football in high school, every Friday before game, right after school, the coaches put all the kids on a bus and you went to this cafeteria restaurant called Piccadilly Cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Coach wanted you to have a good meal before you went in. Now, you paid for it yourself, but it was the Friday ritual. And what would happen is you would go through this fucking line and you would fucking order whatever you wanted and they would print you out a little receipt. You didn't pay at that time. You just printed out a receipt. And then as you were leaving the building, you handed them your receipt and you paid.
Yeah.
So what we would all do is go in and order everything on the fucking menu. Blah, blah, blah. Because you couldn't go in there if you weren't eating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So everybody came out with a receipt. We go in there, order everything on the fucking menu. And then when we were done, we would go back through the line and buy a fucking Jell-O or something for 50 cents. And then when we left, we'd give them the 50 cent Jell-O receipt and walk out full. I was like, do they not know this is fucking happening?
They have to, right? I mean, pretty quickly.
We did it for years.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You got away with that for years.
Well, we got away with it my junior and senior year.
This is the high school cafeteria? This is an actual
restaurant? No, it was an actual restaurant up the road from the high school.
You said that. Wow.
Yeah.
How the fuck is that happening? How are they getting that stupid? How do you not have one manager that knew what the fuck he was doing?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't all do it. There were some Bible thumpers on the team and stuff that paid their full bill and all, but degenerates didn't.
Those people that believe in the fucking Jesus all of a sudden paying for their meal.
No, there was
losers.
Arizona's got a lot of Mormons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mormons are...
I guess you just see those out in the West Coast.
A, crazy. And B, notoriously honest. So they definitely paid their whole bill. I ate Jell-O every Friday.
That's fucking awesome. That's
or
a great,
fruit cup.
That's a great trick. And you're right. Yeah. If you find a little thing, sometimes I'll go to Kroger, get some gas, and I don't have a lot of points on mine. So I just type in some 513 numbers, see if something good pops up.
And you get it?
I've done it before. I've got a dollar off some gas before.
And then the poor guy goes in to get his gas the next day. Doesn't have any fucking points.
He has no points.
Some Friday nights when I was in high school, we would sit there. And around our neighborhood, there was 20 fast food restaurants. There was two or three on every corner. And we would just literally make a list. And we would call every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just came through there and I was missing a Big Mac out of the bag. I'll come back in. I'll give it to you. And we would literally get in the car and we would hit every fucking restaurant and come back with 20 bags of food.
That's funny. I mean, maybe it was just me and my friends and the managers I worked with, but like, I worked at a lot of pizza places over the years, and we would treat it like a fucking investigation. It was like a challenge trying to get one over on us.
Was it?
Yeah, especially as a pizza delivery driver, because now I got to drive back to your fucking house, and you're not getting a tip the second time.
Did you ever spit on anybody's food when you had to go back?
No comment. I was never a spitter, but I've done some awful fucking things. I think we've talked about that before. And,
like lick the pizza and stuff like that?
I was a big fan of getting... So you get the dirt, because a lot of times you're pissed at the people that order right before close.
Yeah.
So you're sweeping. You got a little dirt in the thing. A little dirt top in there. Definitely happened. Worst thing I ever did, which is fucking illegal, but it's past the time. So I can't get in any trouble for it, right?
Statute of limitations is up.
Yeah, statute of limitations. There was this fucking scumbag guy that ordered, I think he just ordered a hoagie. And so he had the very minimum that he could order. He lived about as far away from our pizza place as we delivered to. And he would always order late at night. You know what I mean? So, and there was really usually not a lot of other things going out that way. So if you got stuck out that way, you're going out there. He lived on the third floor, another fucking thing we all hate. But we'll, you know, walk to the third floor, whatever.
Did he tip?
No. And he never tipped. And he tried to talk to you, and he was fucking, you know, he was out there. But I may or may not have went into the bathroom, and someone had left a big shit earlier that splattered and dried. I may or may not have scraped shit off the side of a toilet and put it in this guy's hoagie. Not sure if that actually happened, but it probably happened. That was the worst thing I've ever done. So that's
it
why
can't get any worse, can it?
No, it was pretty fucked. Nah, I told you about that guy that cummed in someone's spaghetti at La Rosa's. That I think that might be
worse. I would rather
worse.
Eat cum than shit.
Yeah, you're probably right. If it makes you feel any better, it came from the girl's bathroom.
It's still shit, but if you had an,
it was probably a guy
you could put a gun to my head and say, hey, here's a glass of cum and a glass of shit, I'm drinking the cum.
It was probably a guy. It might have even been my shit. I used to always shit in the girls' bathroom because the girls would get pissed off. Well, I didn't care about that.
You would leave them gifts?
I just thought it was hilarious because it was just only one toilet in each bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
So I always shit in the girls' bathroom. A lot of times I wouldn't leave it, but, you know, the smell's there.
See,
and just
you
the
gotta point. Leave it. What
and
you
I
do
love it. Walking down to the bathroom and them seeing me walk out of the bathroom and go, oh, whoops, well, I forgot which one I went to.
Do not go in there. See, I would do it. I would leave them a big gift. Nick talked about my fucking story, how low bottom tier it is. What you do is you take a big shit in the toilet, and if it's a prize, if it's a good big one or a mountain, you wipe your ass and you stick it to the side of the bowl.
Yeah, that's a good
as
one.
As to not obstruct the view.
Mm-hmm.
And then just leave it in. Gift.
That's for you, baby.
Yeah.
I'm a romantic.
That's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking sick. But that's why when people say that, you know, they're scared eating fast food or whatever, I just don't.
I'm smart enough not to fuck with the people who make my food.
Dude, don't tip people, man. You don't get delivery and don't tip people. You're just setting yourself up for horrible things. I've done horrible things, but I am not the worst. There's much worse at these
pizza
places.
Oh, I know
there
are.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Especially with how often you'd really have to fuck me over for long periods of time. I wasn't that guy who would just fuck with your food because you ordered late.
Yeah.
I got to have a couple years of me hating you, and then it just blow up in my head one night.
And then I scrape the toilet.
And then I scrape a toilet, and you're eating fucking poop for dinner. But guess what? He ordered the next night, so it wasn't affected by it, all right? He's
God,
fucking
that's
ate that
so
turd.
Fucking
and
gross.
I volunteered for that delivery. I wanted to look into his eyes the day after he ate shit, and I knew it.
But the next day, he got a clean one.
Yeah, and I never did anything else to him. And actually, that time, and
it was enough.
I wanted to look in his eyes and laugh and whatever, but he came out fully dressed in Star Trek gear. Like,
did
he just
really?
Got back from the nerd convention.
That's enough.
Look at me.
He suffered enough.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this fucking poor fella. Oh, well, fuck him. All right, let's get to our email of the week, which we know who it is because he's the only one that ever emails.
We're still at this point. We're at episode 38. We've got a lot of fucking listeners.
37, but either way.
A lot of people listen live. We get fucking listens from every fucking state in the fucking country, and no one will send a fucking email.
You know, and they can send it through, like, Messenger, email. There's a million different ways to get a hold of us. Fuck you. If you know us personally, send it through text. Who cares? We'll read it.
It's like every, you know, I'm going to listen. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to pull up a fucking 12-pack of beers, and I'm going to sit here and listen to you, and I will spend fucking 10 minutes of my life typing comments, but I won't fucking make an email with a question on it. Pussies.
But not our boy GetPussy69. He is Mr. Consistent, all right? We love him. All right, what's this week's name?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Kitty Kisser.
Did you read it?
No, he told me.
I was going to say, what the fuck?
I said, you got to tell me this week what you were. I was working with him tonight. I said, tell me. I'm going to fucking blow Bauman's mind.
Kitty Kisser, it is. Kitty Kisser at 69, or Kitty Kisser 69 at AOL.com. All right. Shut up, Cincinnati. I love the logo. He wanted to tell us that right off the way. Love the logo, but his tongue is proportionally just a bit longer than the picture. just so the few ladies that listen to the show know what he's working with. He wants to let them know.
Oh, he's got a long tongue?
Well, he claims to. Or at least he wants the women to think that.
That's much more important than a long dick.
All right. Have you guys ever intentionally had sex with a girl that has a temperature because you know her pussy will be just a few degrees warmer than normal? Well, sir, you're a sick fuck. That's fucking weird.
God. Yeah, what I do is I hang out by the urgent cares, and I flirt with girls that come out of there fucking, you know, looking sick.
Well, I am going to say something gross here, but I find to be true. A girl on her period usually has a little bit of a warmer pussy.
Well, of course she does.
Well, that's, I like it. I'm a fan.
I don't, you really? Yeah. See, I don't like that.
I like it.
No, I don't like the wetness feeling. It's not slippery.
Don't give a fuck.
But no, I've never purposely had sex with a girl with a fucking fever because I thought her pussy might be a little hotter. No, absolutely not. That's a no for me.
Fucking get pussy 69s out there with a thermal reader.
Yeah.
Oh, look at her. Or trying to pick girls up at the flu clinic.
Yeah, he bought one of those things that's in every restaurant now. When they walk through his house, it takes their temperature before he fucking walks in.
She's not ready yet.
No, I've never done that. I mean, I'm sure I've had sex with somebody with a fever before, mm-hmm. but I didn't plan it that way.
No, exactly. I'm sure, but no. Never never planned
it. I mean, if that's the case, you know, fucking stick him in a fucking sauna, or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Heat him up.
I think he's one of those guys that's like fucking microwaving a little bit of hot or hamburger meat and fucking it.
You know what? According to Get Pussy, this would probably be a great idea. You find out who's tested positive for COVID.
Oh, fuck them.
You get 100.4. You get a 6-degree pussy increase.
That's not 6 degrees. It's 0.6 degrees. But either way. All right.
I'm doing it. No, I've never done it. Get Pussy.
never done it.
Really fucking weird.
No, I like that question, but no. Do you guys have an opinion on why women get so upset about men leaving the toilet seat up? And why aren't men allowed to be mad when the woman leaves the toilet seat down?
Of course I have an opinion. It's fucking plain as the nose on your face. Because they go in there not thinking about it, they pull their pants down, and they fall in the fucking toilet.
Yeah, fuck you. Look before you sit down. I look every time. Why can't you look? What, are you fucking incapable of looking because you have a vagina?
Hold on. That's never happened to you? You've never sat down on a toilet with the seat down or seat up and fallen through?
I sure have, but I demand nothing.
But you remember how gross it is when you sit there and your ass is in fucking toilet water?
I don't think I ever made it all the way to the water.
Oh, see, I did.
I catch myself. There's usually that little bit.
Well, that's obviously the reason that women get mad. It's a no-brainer because they sit there and they get their fucking coochie and their fucking ass full of pee water.
I get why they get mad, but I don't see why it's my responsibility to do it. I don't give a shit. I think it's just as easy to put it down as to put it up. Fuck them. I'm taking a hard stand on women getting pissed about that. They're acting a little entitled here.
Well, yeah, but it's pretty fucking gross to sit in toilet water.
We're in 2020 where everyone wants fucking equality and shit. But women still expect that little stuff to do for us.
Well, because that little thing, if you do that little kind of thing for her and the little stuff that goes with it, you're going to get more pussy.
Well, I'm not even really talking about girlfriends or wives or whatnot. I'm just talking about women in general.
Well, if I don't know you, go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
I mean, if I go into a public toilet that's a women's room, no, I'm not putting the seat back down. Fuck you.
I'll do
it in my own house. Toilet.
I don't know. I feel like I usually do it, but I feel like they shouldn't be that upset about it.
But see, I do something even creepier.
What? Pee on the seat?
No, I put the whole lid down.
I have. I don't know.
I do it on a regular basis. Not all the time.
I always hear that's a good idea because you don't get as much poop particles in the air to get in maybe your toothbrush and everything else that you keep in the bathroom.
Well, I've always done it because I've always had a pet that drinks out of the toilet. So I got myself in the habit of doing that.
Yeah.
Because I put those fucking blue things in the toilet sometimes.
It's not a bad habit.
No. So I generally do that. So women get mad at me because they end up shitting on the seat. Instead of falling in the water, they just poop on the lid.
They don't notice
they're on the lid. So no, I'm in a whole different fucking class of pissed off at all by myself.
Because of you and your fucking cat. I got a little poop in
I
the
just
old,
pooped on the seat.
I got poop in the puss.
Like that old fucking joke. That was one of my favorite things. You ever put saran wrap over the toilet?
No.
Oh, it's fucking classic.
I've heard about that one, but I've never actually seen
it. They pee all over themselves. It's fucking genius.
All right. He wrote us a third question, and then he took it back and wrote us another third question in a different email. So I don't know if you want me to read the first third question.
Oh, we want them all.
But I think the first question, I think he's asked it before, and I think that's why he doesn't.
If you had a goldfish, what would you name it?
No. What are you guys' thoughts on getting blowjobs from girls with tongue rings, and do you prefer them? I think he's asked that.
He asked me that if he had asked it before, and I said, yes, we definitely asked that before. That's why he changed it.
Yeah.
And he goes, are you sure I've asked it? And I said, yeah, because you said, have you ever gotten a blowjob from a girl with a tongue ring? And I said, yeah, I didn't like it. Your comment was, well, yeah, I've got them because my wife has one. I said, yeah, who the fuck do you think I got it from? You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was a good line.
It was a great line.
All right.
Zinger.
Please replace question three with this one. Have you guys ever personally shaved a girl's butthole? And have you ever eaten any food items out of a girl's butt or pussy?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Yes and a resounding yes.
No and no. What? So you're shaving buttholes, I guess, just when you've shaved vaginas.
I go down there and get the cornhole and everything.
Yeah. I get you there. That one kind of makes sense. Have you ever eaten any food out of a girl's butt?
But no.
I was going to say that.
Pussy,
where I'm,
yes.
Okay.
And I'm not eating poop.
But no. What did you eat out of it? I mean, outside of like whipped cream.
Strawberries. I had a girl when I was in college who was really into the food thing.
Yeah.
She was into the whipped cream thing, and then she would like, you know, rub fucking cherries and stuff through her pussy, and I'd eat those. Yeah, so there was a lot of those.
Okay. I mean, I don't. Okay.
But I think the weirdest thing that she ever put up there was peanut or plain? They were M&Ms. She stuck a few M&Ms up there
to
see if I can get them out. They were weird because they melted.
And you know what would be a good one, though? If you stuck a banana in a girl's butthole and then peeled it and ate it.
I'd do that.
As the butthole comes up on you?
Yeah, because you wouldn't be getting any of the poop in there.
No. It's an appeal.
But yeah, I mean, I've eaten, I think it was cherries and strawberries. And I mean, I've never eaten a fucking bratwurst out of a girl's snatch.
I'm kind of mad I haven't seen that in porn now. Someone with a banana in their asshole and someone just lit it. It's a funny image to me to have a banana sticking out of the butthole and the guy like peeling it. Then just,
I guarantee if you look hard enough, you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll probably find it. There's probably a whole fucking category of it.
But yeah, that's
playlist.
That, stuff like that is erotic to me. The food thing, it's not my thing or anything, but if you want to do it, I'm game.
I don't mind. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? That doesn't affect my life one way or the other.
I'll eat a little cherry dipped in quim.
Now, I came across this article.
Okay.
This guy in, I believe, Australia. Now, the reason it's in the news again, this happened a little while ago, but the guys involved got acquitted by the judge, which was another surprising thing. This guy offered $5,000 for two guys to break into his house, and he didn't have any details. You know, he wanted this to all be kind of spontaneous. But the end result is he wanted these two dudes to break into his house and rub a broomstick gently around his sack and dick. And
wait.
$5,000 to break into this fella's house.
Take his broom and rub it on my dick.
Take a broom and rub it on his dick, but do it as in like he's held captive and you're torturing him by rubbing the thing on your dick.
I'll do it for 50.
Yeah, no shit.
Give me $50. I'll be right there.
But the funny part about this story is he didn't tell them. Apparently, these two guys come to his house and do weird shit like this all the time. This is like a thing he orders. I guess there's some kind of service. Who fucking knows what's going on there? But anyways, he didn't tell them of his address change. So these two guys go into his old house, and they come into his old house with machetes. They're holding machetes because
He wants the fear thing.
Yeah, it was freedom, though, how to do it. They could do their own thing. He didn't ask for machetes, but they brought machetes because it was part of their story. Who gives a shit?
For $5,000, I'll bring a tank.
Yeah, so they bring machetes. And this story just fucking cracks me up because so they break in the house.
The wrong house.
The right house, but he doesn't live there anymore.
But somebody else does.
But someone else lives there. And they go in with their machetes and go to the guy's room and find out that it's not the guy. And it was a very polite conversation from all that was involved. They're like, hey, are you Kevin? And he goes, I'm not Kevin. Like, oh, sorry, mate. Got the wrong house.
And walked out.
Shook the guy's hand. Like, you know, oh, sorry for bothering you. Shook his hand and left. The guy said that he has a friend that comes by and brings him coffee every morning. That's who he thought it was. That's why he didn't freak out.
But then two dudes showed up.
But then he looked up.
Naked with machetes.
He had a sleep apnea mask on. He had to throw his sleep apnea mask on, put his glasses on. There's two dudes standing there with machetes. I don't think they were naked. But, you know, they were there to scare him, and then I guess they were going to tie him up.
Oh, dude, I had a fucking heart attack.
Tie him up and rub a broomstick against his dick. the end result. But they found out that it wasn't Kevin. Kevin doesn't live there anymore. And the judge actually, you know, they got arrested. I don't know how they got caught or how they got arrested, but the guy called the cops after he's gone.
Of course he did.
Well, I don't know, man. He got a handshake and a sorry about that, mate. But either way, he called the cops because there's guys with machetes. And they got acquitted this week. The judge is like, no one was hurt. Everything was, it seemed like an up-and-up deal. He said sorry. And I guess the guy wasn't pressing charges at this point either. But, yeah, they got away with it, basically.
Fuck me. Can you imagine, though? Seriously, if I'm the guy with the sleep apnea mask on and I wake up and there's two dudes with machetes, I'm shitting my pants, and then I'm shooting one of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can get to your gun quick enough. Yeah, the fact that they're just like, sorry, mate, fucking cracked me up. And just the original idea, like, why do you break into my house and rub a fucking broomstick against my dick? It's just the weirdest fetish. That's
there's a lot of fucking weirdos
out there.
And
for $5,000, like you said, I'd do it for $50.
Fuck yeah. I'll even fucking poke you.
Yeah, whatever you want, buddy.
What do you want? Give me $50.
As long as it's not me.
Yeah, as long as I'm not physically touching you. You know, that cost you $10,000. You know my price.
That's going to get there a little bit more. Yeah, we live in a weird fucking world, man.
And you know, the worst part about it is there's weirder fucking people out there than that.
Oh, as far as fetishes are concerned, yeah.
Yeah, like the one where, you ever seen the one where people like to dress up like babies? They even shit in the diaper and stuff.
Yeah, that's...
They shit and piss in the diaper and want you to change their diaper. And then after you're done changing their diaper and fucking titty feeding them or bottle feeding them, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird, man.
Or the furries. I mean, they're always going to be your top five of weirdos out there.
Yeah, but see, I'd do that.
Well, the fucking and the costume is one thing. I remember listening to an interview a long time ago with, they were having a furry convention in this hotel, and they interviewed the maid. And these people were taking that lifestyle a little bit further than that. They're shitting in fucking litter boxes and stuff like that in the room. You know, they said that this lady said she went in the rooms to do the normal housekeeping thing, and there's fucking litter boxes in the corner with shit on them and everything else. You know, it's one thing to dress up like Barney and you know, some weird thing, but it's a whole nother thing if you're dressing up like a cat and now you're shitting in the corner of your room.
Yeah, that's
and,
pretty
you know,
fucking
shit like that. She said there was multiple things like that where it just took it to that next level where you're just like, all right, this is further.
See, people are fucking weird. And you think I'm fucking weird with the occasional cuck thing? Come on, I'm normal.
No,
man,
I don't see that as that weird.
I'm fucking normal.
As far as fetishes and freak things concerned, that's very bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the one that always got me, and I don't know, man, I'm not talking about the weird shit and all that. I'm talking about the people that are into the pain thing.
Oh yeah,
I just don't get it. I mean, literally, I'm gonna come to your house, I'm going to fucking get naked, and you're going to fucking take a belt and a fucking whatever, and you're going to beat the shit out of my ass till I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
And it's going to turn me on. I don't get that.
There's a girl that's on our Instagram page that hangs herself through things in her back, and you just see her hanging in a tree from these metal rings.
I've seen that.
And she's like making out with her boyfriend and stuff while she does it, so I don't know if it's like a sexual thing too, but woof. What the fuck is that?
To me, the word pain and sex don't go together.
Nah, that don't sound like a good time to me.
No, fuck no. Yeah. And how about the people that... I was doing some research for the show last week.
Yeah.
There was this fucking Japanese video of these two fucking incredibly hot girls. It said weird Japanese fetish videos, and these two fucking girls came out, and they were fucking beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, yeah, they're going to dyke off. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm ready.
I love the term dyke off.
I love the term dyke off. But all of a sudden, one goes in there and fills up the tub with fucking bubbles. And great, they're going to fucking chow box in the fucking tub.
Chow box.
So one of them's in the tub, and she's naked, and she's hot. And the other one comes over and starts playing with the bubbles and moving the bubbles around. I'm like, just get to it. You know, go to the bean. And all of a sudden, she goes... sticks her finger down her throat and starts puking in the tub.
Not interested.
So she's filling the tub with puke, and what's the other girl doing? Mm. We know. She's fucking pulling out the good pieces and eating them.
Oh, the good pieces.
And I got so fucking grossed out watching this thing. They were hot, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And this girl's vomiting in the tub, and the other one is like fucking splashing it on herself and fucking eating, and I'm like,
Yeah, not interested.
No.
No, that's not for me, man.
No.
I can't imagine the person that's jerking off to that.
No, I can't either.
It's one thing to watch it as a joke. Maybe if, especially like young, maybe you're a teenager, like,
yeah, she's eating puke.
But yeah, the actually be like, yeah, eat the big chunks.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. But there are people beating off to that stuff.
Oh, for sure. There's
a fucking another guy that fucking gets his dick hard before he jacks off and puts a fucking hot iron on it. What the fucking point of that? It's not going to get flat. I'm going to, spoiler alert, it's not going to get flat. All you're going to do is put fucking third degree burns on your
dick. Have you ever seen that, like, what's it called? Pain Olympics?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that is the worst. Don't ever look that up. Don't ever
pain
look it
Olympics.
Up. Yeah, the Pain Olympics. They would, like, literally cut open their sack or, you know, shit like that. Or, you know, cut off a finger. Just
oh, yeah. That's the same like one that. Where the guy fucking drove a nail through his nut.
Yeah. It's yes. Stuff like that. Like, just to see who could take more pain. But I'll pass.
I'll pass, too.
I'll pass watching.
A good paper cut. I'll bitch like a girl for a fucking week.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck that. I don't like this fucking pain thing. I'm not into it. I don't think it's fucking cool. No.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No interest.
I don't get the pee thing. I don't get all of that stuff.
No, I don't get the pee or the poop or the puke or the
no, I don't understand it.
Hey, but if that's your thing, go for it. I don't give a fuck.
Whatever happened to blow me for 5 minutes, I'll go down on you for five and then we'll fuck for five and then they'll yeah. leave.
Five and five.
Yeah. $5 foot long.
I don't know. Dude, it is hotter than shit again in this room.
It is,
this
man.
This is the last time, I think, though.
Open that door.
This is the last time.
It's cool out there.
Our air conditioning is getting fixed this week.
Oh, it is. Thank God.
So we'll finally have the other air conditioning unit, and here we won't have to be hot as shit.
Love it. So, hey, you know anyone, without giving any names, you know, the spikes have been bad. You know anyone personally who's got the Rona?
Outside of people we work with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it got to the point where a month ago I didn't know anybody personally that ever had it. And now I know.
I only know one confirmed case that I know. It's a listener. A regular listener,
yeah.
And he says that he's doing well. He don't think he has it. He thinks that maybe the test was wrong. So they're going a second test.
Probably. They're doing another one.
Yeah, they're doing a second test. So you know, see. But he said he had a headache or a sore throat, but it was only like one day each, and they were never that bad. But then again, like I told him, is you probably do have it, but most people don't get it that fucking bad. He's a young fella. You know what I mean? You're probably fine, but don't go to work and kill Uncle Dennis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's
it. That's what I'm talking about.
My exact words. You know, so, yeah, but we know some people that have it. And, or I know one person that has it. Who knows what else?
I've met a couple in the last month that have had it. And, they, you know, the symptoms are all been the same. Some of them say, I didn't feel bad, but I couldn't taste anything. I couldn't smell anything.
Yeah, that's what most people were saying. That's definitely a thing. There was a lady at the hospital that was saying that. And I was like, hey. Back off here.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We do have something exciting coming up next week. This week, we're going to come up with the contest that we're going to be doing, but we got some cool prizes to give away from my friend Pam at Pure Romance. We've got a couple Silver Bullet masturbators.
Nice.
We've got a pocket pussy to give away.
Ooh.
We've got a two-piece starter butt plug set for any of you that want to stretch your asshole, complete with 3-inch and 5-inch butt plug.
All right.
To stretch it, and I've got a whole bunch of lubes and creams and stuff like that. We're not going to give away fucking money or anything, and I only gave the pizza away to Chris with the hairy tits, so we're going to give away good stuff.
Yeah, like butt plugs.
Hell yeah. Those fucking bullets.
Yeah, those bullets.
Rub your bean raw.
Chicks love those things.
They do. That's the number one thing.
Is it really the number one thing?
Those kinds of things, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I always swore, maybe my wife always lied to me, but I thought she just got them handed to her every time she went to one of those sex parties.
Yeah, but these are the better ones. These are the ones that'll actually, if you turn it up too high, will wear the knock the fucker right off there.
just nub it off.
Because, they, you know, they all got a speed control on them, and you sit there and you go, oh, this feels good, that feels better, better.
I'm familiar with the whole, you know, I'm familiar with those.
Are you familiar with this? I've been looking at it a lot. Apparently, it's been around for years. They've got companies, a whole bunch of companies that are making dildos and ass things and whatever, and they're putting them on the end of fucking drills, cordless drills.
Yeah, I've seen something like that.
And yeah, they're putting in some kind of piece in the dildo, and then it, you know, it just fucking spins around real fast, or they've got other things that do this and all that.
I've watched porn videos like that of girls getting, like, fuck machines, they call them.
Yeah.
And it'll be like a whole big robot with a big dildo on the end. Just like, poosh,
poosh. Yeah. I mean, think about it. It's never, the speed's going to be the same. Yeah. You know, you don't have to say, go back to that spot.
For girls.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, I've always, like, girls have so much more cool toys than guys. And I got, you know, it's just the way our systems work. We don't need much, and they do. But either way, they got so much more things to fuck around with.
They do.
Really, we have a pocket pussy, and that's not that
and
exciting.
And a tube sock, and or, that's it.
Or, yeah, like a real doll, if you're fucking rich.
You know what I've always wanted to try? Have you ever seen those, you know, they like molds of porn stars' pussies and stuff? This thing is just literally a butt and a pussy.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
Yeah, just a butt and a pussy, but it belongs to Jenna Jameson, so, yeah. You know, try it out.
It's in her mold.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to fuck one, but... Mm-hmm. I would to see what it felt like.
I'd
fuck most of that stuff to see how it was.
I mean, all you're getting is the outside. They're not taking the mold of the inside.
No, it's just the outside. Yeah, the inside,
just,
I think, is a regular
shape.
Sleep.
The same. You know what I mean? It's
yeah, but just a how many pocket fuck, pussy how many shape creepy funny. Motherfuckers would buy this ass pussy combination literally? And you know this fucking happens. And then put like a picture of Jenna Jameson over the top of it. You know that happens.
Or watch Jenna Jameson movies like they do it. Yeah, yeah, of course.
God, I mean, the fantasy thing, cool to me, but once you cross over to creepy, I just can't get by it. I just can't.
Yeah, just the whole sex doll industry has always been weird to me in general.
Yeah, I know a guy who jacks off and talks dirty to himself while he's doing it. I know him. He's a friend.
I wouldn't trust him around
I mean,
your kids.
He told me. He said, I'll be fucking stroking it, and I'll say, you like that baby? You like that baby? But that's, there's no baby in the fucking
that's
room.
That's weird.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
Normal dude.
No, he's not.
Well, he's normal 90% of the time.
Yeah, as far as you know about him,
but
he's
he
normal.
Said, because he told me, he talked to himself. I said, you're fucking kidding. He goes, no, I'm really not. He goes, I'll say shit like, oh, you like that? Oh, you want it deeper. You want it deeper.
You want it deeper?
And fucking jacking off the whole time.
Yeah, that's
when this guy puts a fantasy in his head, it gets there. He doesn't watch porn or anything, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking gets the girl in his mind who he wants to bang for this fantasy, and then he fucking talks his way through it.
He's having conversations
with
her.
Yeah, you like that, Meg Ryan? You like that dick? Stuff like that.
Tell me I'm better than Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm better than Tom Hanks.
But he talks dirty to himself, and he said he openly admits doing it.
Wow, that's fucking weird, man.
It is fucking
weird.
That
might be one of the weirder ones I've ever heard, honestly.
Yeah. You like that, baby? You want more? Beg me for it. Beg me for this dick.
Hey, I'm going back to the corona real quick.
All right.
Did you hear about the Death Angel drummer who is now recovering from the corona? Apparently, this guy's been a big Satanist his whole life, you know, because he's a death metal
he's
drummer.
A death metal, yeah.
But while he was under the corona, you know, he almost died. He legit almost died. He, I guess, had a vision. He said he went to hell and Satan was a woman and I was being punished for being a sloth.
Satan was a woman?
A giant woman. He said, I was this giant, obese, Jabba the Hutt type creature. I was vomiting blood and kept on vomiting blood until I had a heart attack, which is kind of weird because he had a heart failure during his coma before he had a coma. So while probably the heart attack's going on, he's seeing this. He's seeing him visiting Satan. He's a fucking, Satan's a woman. He's a big, gigantic Jabba the Hutt looking thing. He said he's not a super spiritual guy or anything, but since that, he's got out and he's not going to worship Satan anymore because he actually seen Satan.
Is he going to start worshiping God?
I don't think he's going to worship God either. He just said he's not going to worship Satan.
See, because, you know, that's one thing I've already heard about. Always heard about those fucking Satanists.
Mm-hmm.
They worship the devil and then... The devil doesn't, like, hook them up for looking out for them. They suffer the same shit as we do.
He quit drinking and smoking also over this.
What's this guy look like? Normal guy or death metal long hair? Oh, is that him?
Yeah, that guy. Fat guy, long hair.
Put some horns on that. That's the devil.
He kind of does look like the devil.
Yeah, he's got red hair, the goatee.
I just got a kick out of it. He thought Satan was a woman. Or do you think he's telling the truth?
Satan? Well, I think he's telling the truth. He thinks he saw it. I don't think... Although I do believe, and not to get fucking crazy religious or anything, but I do believe the light thing. Now, I don't know what that means, but my dad, who was not an overly religious guy, my dad went to church with my mom. Now, he believed in God, but he died on the operating table and swears he saw the light. He saw the tunnel and with the light in it, and I don't know if it's, you know, if you know, some crazy people will say that's your mind trying to put you at ease while you're dying.
Well, it might be the DMT.
Yeah, it
the
could
DMT
be that too.
That's actually in your body and in your brain gets released and makes right. you see shit. I mean, if anybody's ever done DMT, which I have not, that came out a little bit late.
We
in
know
my
a
life.
Buddy who has though.
I know a lot of people that have. Ryan did. You know, been on the podcast.
Eric did.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know lots of people that have done it. But either way, it's supposed to be one of the most intense trips ever, and your brain naturally releases that usually right before
when
you
die. Right.
Yeah. It's to help
but he
you
said
get through that.
He said it was like the most incredible acid trip he ever took for 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's what I've always heard about DMT. It's a real, real.
But my dad swears he saw that light. That light was there as soon as he flatlined. A fucking beam of light popped out, and it had a little fucking tunnel around it. And mm-hmm. he said he saw it.
And it could be as simple as the operating light that's above them when they're going out.
Could be.
And then that just leaves the stain. I don't know if you ever stare at a light and you close your eyes, you still see the fucking light a lot of times.
Yeah, that's possible.
I mean, and then it all gets tied together. Then you release the DMT, and then it goes from there. So who knows?
Yeah, but
yeah,
like
that
I said,
is a reported thing over and over again. That's one of the only things that makes me like halfway believe maybe there's something after this, but then I discount it like I just did. And move on with my
life. Like I said, my dad's not going to lie to me. He saw it.
I don't doubt that people see it.
Yeah, I don't know what it was that he saw, but
what it is,
he
is,
saw something.
It's a whole different story.
But I don't know, man. I've met some women here on Earth that I swore were Satan. So it's possible.
Yeah, it could go either way. Satan
I mean,
being
you know,
a guy,
this
Satan being a girl, whatever.
Yeah, they've always said, well, Satan could take different forms, but I think down there... In her own house, she's going to be herself, I think.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Little red person with the tail.
Yeah, but I know a lot of fucking female Satanists or crazy fucking evil bitches.
Does your Satan have a pitchfork? My Satan definitely has a pitchfork.
My Satan looks like the fucking deviled egg or deviled ham thing. The stereotypical devil.
That's the way I like it.
Mine doesn't have any wings.
Yeah. Well, it is technically, isn't Satan supposed to be a fallen angel?
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Well, but I think that the wings burned off.
Okay. That,
mine looks like, mine's got horns, the arrow pointed tail, mm-hmm. and the fucking pitchfork.
Mine's also an Indian fella.
Really?
Yeah.
Dots or feathers?
Both.
You can't have both.
Dots or feathers? Oh, shit. I still want to buy a headdress for Marchetti.
Oh, God.
I think he's part Seminole.
His beard's gone now.
Yeah.
And all of his hair is.
Yeah.
His
hair's been gone forever.
No, he had, less than a month ago, he had a fucking, like, marine hairdo. It was bald on the sides and a big mound of hair on top.
Oh,
he
yeah, that's
that.
Right. He told me he had a mohawk.
Kind of a mohawk, but it was a real wide one. but now he's pretty much bald and... got the fucking no beard. He looks 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's that kind of guy that's his hair's going to grow back in a day.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's that guy.
One or 2 days, and he's a fucking furball again.
He is.
So it'll be fine. I was kind of disappointed there weren't as many weird-looking people coming back from the 3 months off.
Oh, God. I won't give the name, but anybody
not.
Who's friends with me knows that there's one girl at work that I just stare at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
she gained 40 pounds?
No. Didn't gain an ounce and looks better than ever.
No, you just hadn't seen her in a while.
Oh, God. It was so funny because I hadn't seen her since we've been back. And I'm not a creeper.
Well.
I just like to look at her. I just think she's pretty. You know, have you ever seen a girl who's so pretty that you get enjoyment? Your day gets a little better just looking at her? Well, that's how she is to me. I probably never talk to her. I'll never have the balls. I certainly won't ever ask her out.
She's a nice person. I've talked to her.
I've talked to her too. But I mean, it's not like I'm not gonna step over that creepy line.
No, I know what you mean.
I just like to look at her.
Yeah.
And I'm walking out. I snuck back to one of the areas where this person works and didn't see her. And I was really disappointed. And I said, I'm not going to. As I was coming around the corner, she almost ran right into me. Oh, excuse me. Gives me the little giggle. My day was good.
Oh, got the giggle.
That's all I get. I get the smile, I get the giggle, and that's it. And people think, oh, you're a fucking creeper. I'm not a creeper. I'm never going to follow her out. I don't know what kind of car she drives. It's not about that.
Well, you did say you went back to the little area she was working at.
It's because I wanted to see her, because it makes my day to look at someone that pretty.
But if you're going out of your way to go look at someone, that kind of makes you a creeper.
It doesn't.
That's kind of the definition of a creeper,
isn't it? No. I don't follow this person around. I just consider myself lucky. I just consider myself lucky when she walks by and I can say, wow, look how pretty that girl is.
Yeah, she's definitely a pretty girl.
I mean, think about it. If, let's say I'm at work with you, mm-hmm. and I say, my God, you should have seen this fucking girl that just walked in that room right there. You would go out of your way to walk by that room to look. Yeah. Anyone would.
Yeah, probably.
That's all I do.
Okay. I'm just saying it's.
But no, she hasn't gained an ounce.
It's questionable. I didn't see anybody gain a bunch. I seen some people lose some. Old Kevin O'Connor lost like 34 pounds.
Did he?
Hey, he's a slim looking guy now. He looks like he did when he first got to work.
I saw him the other day. Yeah. I got off real late and ran into him.
Yeah, that's when I ran into him, probably that same day.
I really didn't pay any attention to what he looked like.
Yeah, he lost some weight. That was the only person I really seen. Well, there's some other people lost weight too. I ain't bringing anything up about weight.
I mean, and the people that have gained weight, no one gained a lot.
Nah, no one came all ballooned up. I was hoping for that.
Yeah, I was too.
You know, I get a kick out of that shit.
Yeah, especially people who have like busted their ass to fucking lose a bunch of weight and then 3 months in solitary. And
yeah. Well, no, my typical just ballooning and going down and going up, I lost 15 pounds and then I back up. So I gained 2 pounds, I think, on the quarantine from where I started.
But I was at 5.
But I was down 15 at one point and got, you know.
Yeah, that shit happens all the fucking time.
Yeah, because I'm awful at keeping the diets, but whatever.
We getting any comments?
No, they stopped very early on. We only got 4. There isn't a lot of people watching. It's fucking 2:30 in the morning.
3:30.
Yeah, it's late, so we didn't really expect that.
Yep, and now today is Monday, so I will say happy birthday to my oldest, who's an avid listener. Ethan, I love you, buddy. Happy 20th to you. Wish I could see you today. I don't know if I will, but I wish I could.
Yep, happy birthday there, stud. You're probably fucking knocking the pussy back by the... fucking,
he's a machine.
I've seen the kid. He's a great looking kid. So yeah, I'm sure he's really enjoying college.
Yeah, he's ball deep right now. I guarantee it. He's a stud.
So good for you, buddy, and happy birthday.
Hey, I know it's not. We're approaching the end of the show, but I on the drive over here, I thought of a really cool "Would you rather" I'm gonna throw at you right now.
I think it's time anyways. Yeah.
All right, now I want you to think about this.
We're about an hour in.
Okay. Would you rather not ejaculate for 6 months? Couldn't fuck, couldn't jack off for 6 months. Or lay down on this table naked right now. Let me take a manila envelope and cover your package with fucking paper cuts. And you can fuck as soon as it heals.
Ooh.
I'm going to put about 7, 8, 9 real good fucking sliced paper cuts on your fucking dick. And as soon as it heals, you can go right back to your thing.
Well, you said balls at first. We're talking
your
dick,
whole fucking package.
Just everything, okay.
I'm going to paper cut the shit out of your Johnson and the nuggets. And as soon as it heals, you can go back to your sex life.
So 6 months or... And right now, sex life is suspended, so...
Well, let's say she hadn't had the procedure.
Well, it's not a 6 month suspension.
Right. But you can't ejaculate for 6 months.
I can still do whatever I want as far as that's concerned.
Or let me slice the fuck out of it. And as soon as it's done healing... You can, you remember Jackass where Steve-O did his fingers and in between his fingers and all that?
I don't know if I've gone a week in my adult life without ejaculating once. You know what I mean? A week.
Well,
maybe.
I think it would probably be at least a week for it to heal up from those fucking paper cuts.
Well, that's what I mean.
Because I'm getting in there.
But then I'm thinking, yeah, because you're definitely not going to be able to do it for a little while after those paper cuts. And paper cuts are fucking awful.
They hurt.
Yeah, they suck. But 6 months, I just got a feeling I'd be a fucking disaster.
After 6 months, you would.
Yes.
But I'm thinking with the paper cuts, you're probably looking at probably a week.
Do you get medical issues from that?
Paper cuts?
No, people that don't jerk off. Like just people that don't
come. No, and blue balls is a farce. That's not a real thing either.
I think blue balls, I disagree there. I think blue balls are a real thing, but I don't think it would apply for that. You know, if you don't jerk off or ever get off, I don't think you would have blue balls. Because you probably wouldn't have any contact with women anyways.
Right.
You
That's
think blue balls
true.
Are fake?
Yeah, I think it's mental. I think you might mentally say, I need to fucking release. I need to jack off. But I don't think your balls swell up.
See,
and...
I've had multiple times where I went all night thinking I was going to get laid, didn't get laid, but got maybe some heavy petting action or something like that.
Well, you got horny.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, with a lady and getting on, just not fucking or having any kind of release, especially younger. And then... not jerk off that night, and then the next morning wake up in some pain, some stomach pain.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Some pain in the old Mount Pubis, you know what I mean?
I think it's one of those things where you're so fucking horny and your brain tells you...
It gives you pain?
It can.
I know it definitely can, but I mean, I just...
I don't think blue balls are real. I don't think that...
I think they are.
I don't think that when you're horny, your nuts go ahead and fill up with jizz... And if you don't release them, bad things happen. I just don't think that's true.
Well, if you get a boner, I mean, that's going on.
Boner's just blood filling up your dick. You know, your sperm is being produced anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. I've definitely had blue balls, I think. But maybe.
Maybe when you get horny and your prostate expands,
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't get the release, maybe it'll hurt when it's shrinking up again. That's possible.
You still got Dr. Drew's number?
Yeah, I got it. All right, speed dial.
Let's give him a call real quick and ask Dr. Drew what's up.
Well, how about give me an answer?
Oh, yeah, the answer.
I'm going to cut each nut probably twice. I'm going to
Paper cuts just gross me out in general.
Good ones on you, Johnson.
I think, you know, like you're weird about snakes. I think I'm kind of that way with paper cuts.
Because one of those paper cuts, it's going to be one of those yellow manila envelopes. Yeah. And one's going to split the pee hole.
Yeah, I'm going 6 months without coming, I guess. That's going to be fucking awful.
Really?
Yeah, I hate paper cuts. They're really not cool. And the way you just described that last one really just...
I mean, I'm not going to go deep. I ain't going to carve it in half. I'm just going to give you cuts.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Those things are fucking the worst.
Well, I'm taking the cuts.
You're taking the cuts.
6 months is a long time.
6 months is a long time.
And you're going to get a boner like when you pee and stuff, but you can't touch it. You can't do anything to it.
When you pee.
No. Well, you wake up in the morning with a pee boner.
I get
you,
but the way you said that made it sound like you just get horny whenever you pee. Like that really does it for me.
Some people it does. Going back to our old topic,
yeah, it's the only way I can get off is by peeing.
I'm taking the paper cuts.
I'm not taking the paper cuts, but I'm not liking life either. 6 months is gonna.
Yeah, I can't go 6 months.
I ain't preferring it, not one bit.
Well, guys, like I said, we will get back to a regular schedule, a regular-ish schedule, and we got a lot of cool stuff that we're planning on doing in the future. Everything's getting back to normal right now. We're doing one show a week like we always did. We will be doing a live broadcast from down at the cabin in September when we go down there. We got some contests coming. We're going to do another wing challenge. Just stick around. Shit's going to get good.
Yeah, we're definitely having our wing challenge. I think we're going to probably go with Sundays around like 3. Probably our normal time.
Yeah, that's when we did it before.
Yeah, Sunday afternoons until football season, and then that changes because I don't miss football.
Yeah. So, like I said, our show is getting back to normal. We just have to get our schedules there. We have different days off. Everything's going to be weird, but we'll make it work. So keep subscribing. How many subscribers do we have now? Like 125?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a long time nor paid attention. I mean, I just wanted the 100, and then I was good, but. Obviously, the more listens we get, the better.
Yeah, because you still got guys like Jimmy Fallon begging you to subscribe. So, obviously, shit keeps getting better.
Yeah.
He's got 10 million subscribers, and he's still begging you for more.
Yeah, I think he's fine. Jimmy Fallon needs to shut the fuck up. He's good. Stop trying to take all the fucking followers, Jimmy. You son of a bitch. He doesn't even really have anything that funny.
No. Hey, you know what else we're planning? We are going to do a Shut Up Cincinnati roast at some point.
Yeah, we are planning the Shut Up Cincinnati roast. I guess you kind of said, and I didn't really take it this way at first, but after you said it, I guess it makes sense. We need some volunteers for this roast.
Yeah.
And what we mean is you're going to get roasted, and you're not going to get all fucking butthurt about it.
Yeah, we were just going to initially just roast people in general and hope you didn't get mad.
Yeah, but I'm probably going to make some people mad, and I'm sure you are too, because if we do this, we're not going to do it lightly.
We're going to do it like Comedy Central. So anybody that wants to be roasted.
It's going to be mean. If you can't handle it, please don't fucking put your name in.
And you know what?
But if you can handle it, fucking good for you. Because I could handle it. You can roast me all fucking day long. I don't care.
And you guys will also have an opportunity to roast us. But we want to roast a few people. And we can get some call-in people that want to add to the roast. You know what I'm saying? You're just basically going to be sitting here getting dumped on. But we want a couple volunteers. If you got thick skin and a good sense of humor. Send us your name, and we'll put you in here. But no fucking getting butthurt over it.
I think we're also going to float some ideas with Chris probably after the show. But we're going to start getting a little bit more guests going on, maybe some musicians in here, play some music, stuff like that. Just, you know, get it going. Let's stop fucking around.
Yeah, I mean, the show is pretty much exactly the way we've wanted it to be. Just a couple guys talking dirty and making you laugh.
Yeah.
But we want to keep this going. So what we're going to do is just try to broaden it out a little bit, see what you like, see what you don't like, and we can play off of that.
And also, I know this week was supposed to be a Whoopi week, so all you guys that like listening to her, I don't know if we'll have her on next week or we're just going to hold off until then the next month. But we had to do a spontaneous one late at night this week to make it work with our schedules. And Chris has all the birthdays going on with his children, and I had that surgery going on with my wife. So we skipped her this week, but nothing personal. She will be back.
And she also said that there's an outside chance that she might accidentally pop a titty out.
Oh, we're going to have a nip slip?
Well, I would like to see one. I told you, I want to see them because they're so big. I want to get a selfie with them.
And I've seen them before, but they've probably got twice as big since the last time I've seen them.
She's legally changed her name to Emerson Biggins.
Emerson Biggins. That's a fucking great name. I never heard that one.
You've never heard that one? What's that girl's name? Emerson Biggins?
Emerson Biggins.
All right. Hey, one more thing before we go to joke of the day.
Yo.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the shit that's going on, just a little, because I have a question.
Okay.
Do you believe there's a fucking thing going on about there right now, a fucking nasty rumor, that this whole fucking Bubba Wallace thing was a staged fake thing?
Yeah, they're a lot of the right-wing guys are calling the Jesse Smollett or whatever his name is of NASCAR.
Now, my whole thing is, if it did happen, and there's no reason for me to think it didn't.
Yeah.
You know, NASCAR, I mean, the drivers to me showed a lot of class when they stood by him. It was a cool thing. I really liked it. But there's a lot of fucking Southern rednecks around NASCAR. But it would seem to me that, like, it's like I couldn't, if I wanted to fuck with Aerosmith that's coming, well, I wanted to fucking tell Steven Tyler I think he's a dick. I couldn't get in his dressing room.
Yeah.
Those bays where the cars are kept, it seems to me like it'd be just as hard to get in.
So
I don't know, though.
Here's my take on this, and I don't know if you know all the details or what I'm telling you, but they said that noose has been there since 2019. They did research on it. You know, however they fucking do research, I'm sure they probably got cameras in those fucking things.
They would have to, with $1 million car.
That noose or whatever it was, and I seen a picture of it, and if you look at it, it's a fucking noose.
Yeah.
But it is like the garage rope that tied into a noose.
Oh, I got you.
So they said it's been there since 2019. Now, my question is, okay, fair enough. I don't know why the fuck we're having nooses hanging around here. I don't know why you guys have...
Well, because there was no black drivers in 2019.
Okay, but either way, why are you guys letting the nooses there? Why don't we untangle those so we don't look like fucking redneck hillbillies?
Right.
But, you know, sure, it's been there since 2019. Now, the question remains, did people know that that noose was there and put him in that particular stall because of that?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So that could be a thing. I don't know if it is or not. He's not saying it is. You know, I think he's kind of took it as like, okay, you know, I mean, he's no longer, as far as I know, Bubba Wallace is no longer pushing that.
I don't think he ever was.
I think he kind of dropped it and said, okay, if it's been there since 2019.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't the one that made a big deal out of it. He didn't discover it. Someone in his pit crew did.
So I think he's getting a lot of unneeded hate. But those kind of people that are throwing that at him were probably fucking racist to begin with. And they're just looking for a reason now.
Probably.
I don't think it's like the Jesse Smollett shit. You know,
because that was all fake.
Yeah, that was intense. That
not,
was
not only
stupid.
Were they racist, they were homophobes.
Yeah,
when
they were everything. That was fucking dumb. But I think this one is either the worst accident ever, or someone knew that there was a noose in that stall and purposely put him in that stall to make a point.
That's possible too.
And that's totally possible, but that doesn't mean it happens. Who fucking knows? That's where I stand on that. I don't really have an opinion because I don't know what the truth is there.
I don't know.
If it was just an innocent thing and they just happened to have a fucking noose hanging up there for a couple years and he happened to get that stall, then it's like, all right. I mean, who are we going to be mad at?
Right. You know what I mean? But how does NASCAR determine who gets what fucking stall? You know?
I don't know how any of that works.
I don't either.
So, you know, these are theories that I've heard floated and they make sense to me. That's the only reason that I, you know.
And the whole thing to me is, you know, if there was a noose in there, I don't care if it's been there since 2019. Let's say, hypothetically, everyone in NASCAR knows it's there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, hey, why don't we be a little bit sensitive and make sure that the black man doesn't end up in that thing? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I agree with you.
Or just untie the noose. Like, hey, how about we not make these into nooses, guys, because that has a lot of symbolism behind it.
Yeah, because what it could have been is you know, them sitting in there with the car and somebody got bored.
Especially in Talladega, you know.
Is that where it was, Talladega?
Yeah, it was Talladega. So, you know, that's fucking redneck capital of the world.
So, but I really, and it did, and you know, you see all these guys, Richard Petty and all these really hardcore Southern guys, and you know, whether it did happen, whether it didn't happen, I thought it was classy as fuck that they all did that just to show support. That's all it was.
I agree.
Show of support.
I agree. You know what I found out this week? And this is stupid that I'm even admitting this, and I feel kind of fucking retarded for not knowing it, but you know the Confederacy was only 4 or 5 years long?
Yeah.
So they've been floating around these flags over a thing that lasted for 4 or 5 years back in the 1800s. It's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much things that have lasted longer that are bigger.
You know how we said that, you know, these fucking rioters and protesters who are now doing Facebook videos of them beating up people just because they're white, the troublemaker people.
Yeah, yeah, assholes.
Okay. I know people that are from the South.
Yeah.
And, you know, normal people like us, you know,
of course.
Just because you live in fucking Arkansas or North Carolina doesn't make you a racist.
Don't make you a piece of shit.
I asked one of them. I was talking to one of them not long ago after all this, and he said, to me, it means Southerner. He said, but I do understand that to the black community, it means slavery.
Yeah, it means a completely different thing.
Right. He said, but that's not what it means to me.
And I understand that.
He said, I got it on my keychain, and I'm going to take it off now because I don't want to offend anybody. But 90% of the people, well, let's say 80% of the people that use this flag are, I mean, it's a different breed. They're proud to be from the South. You know what I mean? They're proud of that accent and all that. They're not all racist.
Yep.
Most of them aren't.
I guess I just don't understand a lot of pride in general. Like, I don't understand white pride. I don't understand Irish pride. I don't understand Southern pride. I'm not going to have Ohio pride. Things that you don't pick out to do. Why the fuck are we so proud of some shit that happened hundreds of years ago? I never understood that.
Well, I get what you're saying.
The amount of Americans that, you know, will be like, hey, I'm Irish, and get all into it. And it's like, the fuck? Like, what, your four great-grandpa's back might have been an Irish? You're not fucking Irish,
right,
dude. You're American. I just never get the pride thing. I never get proud of where I was born. I mean, stuff that I didn't accomplish. I'm proud of shit I accomplished, not shit I didn't accomplish.
Right.
I was just born that way. What the fuck do I care?
Well, but I mean, there's a difference in some things. Like, I'm Irish.
Yeah.
Okay. Around St. Patty's Day, I like to put the green on and go out to a bar and blah, 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 do all that.
Fun. That's
right.
Not,
I don't have any. I know exactly what you're saying because I feel the same way pretty much. I celebrating the fact that I'm white. No, am I proud to be white? Yes, but it's only because I'm proud to be me.
Yeah.
What race I am to me doesn't matter. I like being me. I like who I am.
I don't understand black pride. I just don't get any pride. And you know, people are probably going to take that the wrong way, and I don't give a fuck what you think. I just don't understand pride in general of your ethnicity, of anything, of your ancestors. It's like, I had nothing to do with that.
Right. Just be proud of who you are.
Yes.
You know, I'm just me.
Yeah. I'm proud of who I am. You're right. And I'm proud of who I am and what I stand for and what I do. You know, I have no problem being proud of that. But the things I wasn't involved with, I just don't get it that much.
Yeah. And it totally differs from, you know, gay pride and this pride and all that. That's different.
Even that stuff, I don't get the pride part of it. I just don't get it. What are you proud of? You're gay. Good for you. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think,
why are you proud of it? I'm not proud of being straight. I'm just straight.
Well, I think that where the gay pride thing comes from, I think where that comes from is, for so many years when you were gay, you were told to be ashamed of that.
Okay, I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's like, don't tell anybody you're gay, and don't act gay, or don't let on that you're gay, and just hide that. And you had to be ashamed of it.
Yeah.
And now that you don't have to be ashamed of it in today's modern times, you can be proud. Hey, fuck it. You know.
Yeah. I
think that's where that comes from.
You know, I support anybody's right to be proud of whatever the fuck they are. I don't give a shit. But I just don't personally get it. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
It doesn't
totally
apply to me. I just don't have any real... You know, whatever. I was born this way. It's just the way it is.
Well, see, because let's say hypothetically somebody... is of German descent, and you say, I'm proud to be German. Well, it's automatically going to turn in, you're a fucking anti-Semite, and
yeah,
you hate Jews,
what
and
are you
killed
proud
them
of?
Yeah, that's what it's going to turn into.
I was like, no, I just really like Volkswagens.
We're in this big, giant, fucking no-win situation, and the problem is we've got fucking several thousand whites going around videotaping themselves, beating up black people, and you got 20,000... black people beating up a poor white old man on a bus because he's white. We're getting all of this shit twisted and fucked up.
But again, and then you're not taking into account what the video was, because you might have only seen a little bit of the video.
True.
You know what I mean? So who knows? Did that old man call someone the N-word and then get the shit kicked out of him, but
you're
only you got
you're
the
right
to get the shit kicked out of him? Who knows? And that's the way with our society.
Well, it's like the other day I saw a video of literally a 12-year-old girl getting repeatedly punched in the face sitting on a bus.
Yeah.
She didn't say the N-word, probably. The black guy who was just fucking going out checking his mail didn't deserve to fucking be hit with a baseball bat, and that just happened.
Yeah.
Shit's fucked up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's going both ways, and what we're doing is we're taking all these millions of people who are trying to make things better and trying the world to be better and make everybody equal and do all this stuff, and then you've got just a group of fucking people who are saying, no, fuck you. Let's cave into this fucking racism thing and really show them what racism is on both sides.
I think it's such a small amount of people on both sides, though, and then it gets back to our discussion earlier, but the CNNs and the Foxes lashing on to whatever side they went on.
Right.
The Foxes lashing on to the white guys getting beaten, the CNN, the black guys getting beaten, and just making something that's such a fringe part of our society as like the main focal point that's going
right
on all the fucking time. And this
right
is what all the liberals do, and this is what all the conservatives do. And the majority of your people are just like me and you. We're just living our fucking lives and trying not to fuck people
yeah
over. You know what I mean? But
that's
there is going to be people on the fringe that need to be stamped out. But let's not pretend like that's the fucking norm, because it's not.
Right. No, but it's,
you know what
I mean? It's what people
yeah
see, and it's what fuels the fire on both sides. And that's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
And the thing that makes me, you know, when I was a kid, and you wanted to be a fucking reporter, it was a real big thing. There was literally an office full of fact checkers. When you turned a story in, they made sure it was 100% accurate before they released it.
Mm-hmm.
And now this fucking Fox News and CNN is fucking making everything worse. And I fucking hate it.
You know, the fact check things, I'm in the small minority, I think. And it hasn't happened to me yet. But if I got fact checked on like Facebook or somewhere like that, I'd be happy to know that I was wrong. You know, and then,
right,
so I'm not posting bullshit. I've seen people get mad about it, and it's like, what are you mad about? You posted something that's not truth.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know, oh, Snopes is, they have their agenda, or Facebook. No, come on, man. I mean, sometimes it's just you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And they get mad about it. Like, that's
but
a
back
bad
then
thing.
They
I
didn't,
like the fact
you didn't,
checks.
You didn't, when you watched the news when I was a kid, you knew it was true. It
yeah
had to be, because if you put out something that wasn't fucking 100% accurate, you got fucking nailed for it, and you know. You're a fucking shitty reporter. The fucking news channel sucks. We're not going to listen to you anymore.
Not only that, but I think it used to be about reporting the news. Now
that's
everything's opinion. Everything's yeah is built into some kind of put through a processor, basically, that puts it through their worldview and makes it look the way they want it to and how they present it to their audience. And their audience takes that and they fucking believe it 100%. And that
are there any that still just read the news? Are there any?
It's hard to find just the news. You
it
know
is
what I mean? Like, even like Reuters, which was always known to be just report the news.
Yeah.
Even now, they've got a lot of opinion pieces on there. A lot of shit slanted more towards the left. I think the most... I ain't going to get there. Anyways, did you know Mississippi? We were talking about it last week. The guy wouldn't go to Mississippi, Ole Miss, unless they changed the flag.
Yeah.
It got passed tonight. They're changing their flag.
Really?
Yes, Mississippi. I was shocked. It
the
passed,
state flag?
It passed through the Mississippi Congress, Senate, or whoever the fuck passes that shit. Republican governor said he's going to sign it. They're changing the flag.
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you what the flag looks like now.
It has a rebel flag in the corner, and then
oh
it has a couple other things on it, but the rebel flag's actually on the flag.
Oh, it is.
You know, like the stars and stripes, you know how you got the stars up there? Well, theirs is like a rebel flag, and then they got some other design.
Well, it obviously passed. The football player brought it to the attention, but they're obviously like, hey, in today's times, we really need to get rid of that. You know, it's
well,
just
that's
a,
exactly what
it
is. I don't think the football
good
player got it changed. I
right
think just this environment that's going on right
so
now.
So they are
going
to change
where
the
flag. Where people are overlooking that stuff. Yeah, you're right. You know, this is, you know, Mississippi is a very large black population.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's, I don't know if it's majority black in that state or not, but it's damn close. It's probably not majority.
It's not it's, majority.
There's
not
a lot.
There's no states with majority.
Yeah, you're probably right there. But there's a lot. They have a heavy population. So, you know, I could see them... Probably should fucking change that, guys.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Like, I mean, it's just the, I hate to use the word politically correct, but it's the right thing to do right
now. It is,
now
man. I don't know why people are so held on to that flag. And, it, you know, if you read the history on that, the Civil War was about slavery. Now, later on, they tried to paint it as states' rights way after the fucking fact.
Yeah.
The original reason, it was, yeah, the states' right to have slavery. That's what it was about. And at the time, that was their whole economy was based on slavery. They didn't want to let go of their money, basically, just like nowadays. But, you know.
But explain one thing to me. And if I piss anybody off with a question like this, I don't give a fuck.
That's what we do sometimes. Who cares?
You know, all the statues and monuments and everything that are being defaced.
Yeah.
And all that. The other day, someone fucking broke a statue of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Where's the logic there? In any way, shape, or form. Where's the fucking logic?
Yeah.
That's the man. That's the one man who ended slavery in this fucking country.
Yeah. You know, Abraham Lincoln's a weird one, but here, you got to be able to funnel some things through the time that they're going on. All right. Abraham Lincoln was racist. There's, you know, very many speeches of him, you know, saying the N-word constantly, referring to blacks.
Did they say the N-word 120 years ago or 150 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that's been around forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Not forever, but that's, yeah, yeah. So there is many statements of Abraham Lincoln being very racist, you know what I mean, and saying his opinion of black people is definitely lesser than the white people. But at the same time, he didn't believe in slavery. So you have that. So he's painted as this like great person. He had his faults, but you had to look through it through the eyes of that time is the way I look at that. I mean, good luck finding someone back in the 1800s
that doesn't have
a racist bone in their body.
No.
It doesn't. It just was.
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all slave owners.
Yes.
All of
them. I mean, it's just the way it was back then, and not to justify it or anything, but if you look at anybody's, you're not going to find any historical person that has, you know, 100% great things going on.
No.
Especially back in that day. Just times were fucking different. It was a savage fucking world.
Yeah.
And it still is to a certain extent, but yeah, I don't get tearing down Abraham Lincoln. I don't get that one. That one's like, all right, man, he had his faults for sure. He wasn't the best person ever. Like some, you know, like the American history books paint him out to be, but he still did more than anybody else did back then for you. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah, he abolished slavery. He did do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just saying everything's fucking crazy and it's not going to get better until we control the fucking wackos on both sides.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, these fucking guys,
I also don't give a fuck about a statue, though. I mean, at the very end, I don't give a fuck.
No, hey, I don't either.
Just
but
don't knock down that Rocky one in Philadelphia. You know, that one's sweet.
Everything now is turning symbolic. It's like, hey, let's change the way America thinks and all that. Well, maybe that's part of history we don't want to forget about. I see the Robert E. Lee. Take the fucker down.
Yeah, the Confederate Army soldiers and shit like that. I totally get that.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
I mean, in the end, they were traitors.
Breaking a statue of the Virgin Mary next to Abraham Lincoln and ripping them both down. I just don't see what the cause is, what the correlation is.
I don't know. I think that's just someone being an asshole.
Probably.
But again, that could have been five guys that are just decided to be an asshole.
You're 100% right.
And then painted off as like, look, the world's going down the drain. Everybody wants to forget about history. No, you just had a fucking couple guys that drank too much Jägermeister that night and decided to fuck up a statue. Who knows?
Well, let's don't blame it on Jäger. Jäger's the equalizer, man. They drank moonshine or something. Let's call it that.
You got a joke?
Yeah, I do. I've got a couple. I'm trying to think how gross I want to go. We've got a little serious at the end. Sorry about that, but it happens.
I am not sorry about that. That's life. Go on.
You know what? I'm not sorry. Never fuck off. All right. I had a couple in mind that I wanted to tell. A couple were gross and a couple were funny, and I just can't remember. So I'll just tell this one. It's quick and it's fast, but I reminded myself of this today and I laughed. These two guys are undertakers, and they work at a funeral parlor. And they both have separate offices and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the one's in there getting a body ready for a funeral. And he said, hey, Jim, come in here. You got to see this. And he went in there and there was this hot looking girl. And he said, look, I don't know what happened, but this girl's got a shrimp sticking out of her pussy. And the other guy's like, looks at it and he gets down there real close. He's, man, that's not a shrimp. That's her clitoris. He goes, really? Tastes like shrimp.
Oh, like that
one. It was a quick one. I didn't want to go too long because we went long. I got a couple long ones I'll share next week. But guys, that's 37.
Yep, that's episode 37. I'm going to open this garage door and try to air out my brain because I feel like I'm about to puke from this fucking heat.
Right now, my balls are creamy.
We will see you next week.
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Sunday at 3 next week is probably our goal.
Yep, that's the goal.
And for all you that are listening or watching later, we'll see you when we see you.
Hey, and take care of yourselves and each other. And to put Jerry Springer in that motherfucker. Thanks, everybody. See you.
Back before these calloused hands and all this work, we sit up at the flats, acting like we live forever. getting high and skipping class. Yeah, I reckon we were heathens, but in her eyes we were saints. Now you're calling all the boys home, 'cause heaven's angels carried her away. So I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so, to lay to rest this mountain beauty that the Lord's called home. And I can see her up in glory, I can see her through the pines. Back when all us boys were trying to make sense of all these strings, I can see her in the corner singing along to all our crazy dreams. So I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so, lay to rest this mountain beauty that the Lord's called home. And I can see her up in glory, I can see her through the pines. And I will follow you to Virgie, 'cause that's what us boys are for, to help you out when you get weary and you can't go no more. And can't you see her up there, Cody? I can see her through the pines. Saying, boys, be good.